In today's Mishnah, so in the 14th and 15th Mishnah from the 4th Perek Masechet Avot, the Mishnah begins, Rabbi Nehorai Omer, Rabbi Nehorai said, Have gole l'makom Torah. One should exile, meaning he should move places in order that he can situate himself in a makom Torah, a place of yeshiva chachamim, a place where people of learning are located. In other words, Tanya Rashi says, where should move to where one's Rav is. Val Tomar, simply do not say, Shehi Tavo Acharecha. He doesn't have to worry, he can simply wait till his Rav or a chacham comes to the ear, to his own city, and he'll be educated that way. Or, Shechaverecha yikamu biadecha, that those chavirim, his peers that go into the makom Torah, when they come back, they'll be able to educate him. And it continues, Va'al binatcha al tishan, simply do not rely on your own wisdom. In other words, don't think that you don't need a rav or you don't need a chavrusa, because that is not true. As important as it said, you should go to a makom Torah, as implied by the first part of the Mishnah. Why? Because it's only an environment of chavirim, of chavruta, of learning in this communal way, in a social way, that Torah can thrive. Let's now learn Mishnah Tedvav, the 15th Mishnah. Mishnah begins, Rabbi Yanai Omer. Rabbi Yanai says, Ein biadenu lo mishalvat rasha'im va'af lo misurei hatzadikim. So the general understanding of this Mishnah means we have no understanding, we cannot answer why the wicked seem to have peace and tranquility, seem to prosper, and also cannot answer why tzadikim appear to suffer. Now this appears to be relating to the great question of why do good things happen to bad people and also vice versa. There are approaches to this question, much has been written on it as well. However, from the simple understanding of this Mishnah, it says we don't have a simple one-line answer we can give to explain all the evils and all the good that happens in the world that seem to be unjust. Another understanding is, the Milia D'Avot says that this is not referring to that age-old question, but rather he's explaining we don't have the peace and tranquility of the Rasha'im, meaning in this world sometimes the evil are given a lot of reward and seem to have peace and tranquility in order that they, almost in excess, in order that they enjoy their reward in this world. Also, we don't have the Surim of Tzaddikim, we don't have those, speaking of the individuals of his time, that we don't have those deep Yisurim, those afflictions that are given to Tzaddikim in order to, almost, if you like, cleanse themselves so they have no sins against their name when they get to the world to come. In other words, we have neither extreme, and therefore, because we have neither extreme, we're not showered in wealth and we're not suffering the extremes of Yisurim, therefore, we've got no excuse other than to engage in Torah with all our might. That's another way of understanding the beginning of Mishnah. There's a lot more to say, but again, the format of this shiurim are very short, so trying to give a comprehensive issue of why good things happen to bad people seems to be beyond the scope of our shiur. Let's continue. Rabbi Matya ben Charash Omer, Rabbi Matya ben Charash says, Havei makdim bishlom kol adam. The one should always be first and come first to greet people. It's well known, said of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, then he mentioned the Gemara Bracha, that he would always be the first to greet everybody. No one ever greeted him first. It says, I feel a nochri b'ashuk, even if he was in the marketplace, even a nochri, he would always be the first to greet. And the Mishnah ends, Havei zanav la'arayot va'al tihye rosh la'shualim. Simple understanding is it's preferable to be literally the tail amongst lions, or tail of lions, meaning ensure that you surround yourselves with giants, with chachamim. That is far preferable than avalti rosh, rather being the head of the shualim of foxes, which means it's best to, as I said, best to be amongst giants than be the leader amongst people of that are really ketanim, that are unlearned, unwise, and put yourself in that environment. Very interestingly, the Reuel Chaim says as follows. He says that a lion raises its tail, whereas a fox hangs its head when it walks between, or shualim can also be another understanding that it's actually a jackal, but it hangs its head between its leg, between its knees, sorry, as it walks. So he's saying that if one's amongst arayot, meaning tamidei chachamim, it's a tendency to raise up the tail, that you'll be pulled up along with them, and they'll build you as an individual. Rather than being the head of, if you like, a shualim, meaning if one is a head, a leader amongst ama'aretzim, the general tendency is to bring that head down, to knock the leader and cut him down. So therefore, to be built amongst lions is far preferable than to be a leader amongst shualim, where you're going to, unfortunately, it sounds like, take a beating. Those are the Mishnah today.